Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, boys and girls, or actually, it's not morning. I'm all mixed up. It's good evening. And you know why I'm mixed up? Because we had to push the clock forward this time. And of course, whenever you're pushing something, it does make you so exhausting. So now we're going to work on your exhausting because it's Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, which means that we're working on going to sleep. Now, I know you've had a real full week this week because a lot of you went trick-or-treating and had to pick out costumes and create what you wanted to be or what you think you are. So we want to thank Grandma and Grandpa, moms and dads and babysitters, aunts and uncles, and just people who care, because this is a time for you to get ready and relax and go to sleep. So we're going to ask you to believe in yourself and think about what you want to do, because this is the time that when you do go to sleep, you dream. So you can be anything. So let's find out what happens when you believe in yourself and also when you read books. Here we go. Believe. We have so many boys and girls out there, they know exactly what they would like to do.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress.
Producer.
I want to be a model. Yay!
Right, and boys and girls and moms and dads, we know that one of the best times in thinking about what you want to be and even visualizing what it is that you want to do is to dream about it. And that's why Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories is so perfect, because it puts you in a situation, puts you in a position that your body will rest. And when you rest, that's when you're calm, and that's when you think about what you need to be able to do. Now, how are you going to do that, you're asking? Well, the first thing is your brain needs to sleep. It needs to rest. And what it's going to do is your body temperature is going to grow slightly cooler. That's why a lot of times you wear even warmer pajamas and PJs, because your body is going to drop and you might be cold during the evening. So mommy and daddy will have that blanket so that you'll be so snug, just like a bug in a cocoon. You'll be so comfortable. And then, you know, when the lights go down and all the noise is down to a minimum, maybe you may not even hear anything. You can hear a pin drop. Well, this is when you're going to start to get into that deep, deep sleep. And when you get into that, that's when you're going to have those dream stages. Wow, boys and girls. What dream stages do you think you might have? Well, some of you might want to think about, what are you going to do? I was just outside just having a great time. Well, let's listen to what one person talks about when they were in school. They had imagination. This might help you to decide what you might want to be, because we already told you what a few boys and girls said that they would like to be, dancers and sports figures and policemen and doctors.
My teeth, comb my hair, get in my seat, mom takes me there, gonna wave bye-bye, go through the door, learn a little something that I didn't know before, first day of school, and I'm prepared, oh yeah, oh yeah, alright, I'm gonna be...
See, boys and girls, you had imagination when you went to the first day of school. You were thinking, what kinds of things will happen? What do I need to do? Well, the juice box kit tells us exactly what happened on the first day of school. And you know, because it's been a while, you've been there for months, that a lot of those things that you are nervous about didn't even happen, and you made friends. So let's hear exactly what happened on the first day of school imagination with the jukebox kids.
It's my first day of school. I'm a little scared. There's a lot to do, but I'm prepared to brush my teeth, comb my hair, get in my seat, mom takes me there, gonna wave bye-bye, go through the door, learn a little something that I didn't know before, first day of school, and I'm prepared, oh yeah, oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna be here from 9 to 3, that's an awful long time for me, and I know you're gonna be right back. Gonna see you when I meet you for an after-school snack.
girls, all those things that you were anticipating, some of the things happened and some didn't. So one of the things that we need to do when we're dreaming about things is we need to have a list so that we make sure that we cover everything. So when you're going to sleep, we talked about the different stages, and each child, depending on your age, needs different times and hours to sleep. Now, if you is 0 to 2 months, now you're not going to ask us what to be able to do because you don't even know. But you'll be sleeping 10 and a half hours to 18. And that's why it seems to your brothers and sisters like you're sleeping all the time. And then when you're 2 to 12 months, you'll be sleeping 15 hours. And then when you're 1.5 to 3 years, you'll be sleeping 12 to 14 hours. And of course, when you're 9 to 11 years old, you don't need quite as much sleep. So you'll be sleeping about 9 to 11 hours. That's a lot of time to think about what you want to do and a lot of times to rest. Now, all of these phases happen to you, and you know what, boys and girls? I bet you Grandpa and Mama, they sleep just as long as you do. And sometimes even Poppy even falls asleep before you. But before that happens, we better make sure that you get that bedtime list, because we don't want to miss anything, because those teeth need to be clean, those ears need to be clean, and of course, you need to make sure that you get your favorite teddy bear. So here's a bedtime list to make sure you don't miss anything. This is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network.
At night, before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Michaela did.
Could you have missed? Did you hug your mommy?
Yes.
So check that off the list.
I hugged my mommy, said my prayers with PJs on. I brushed my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed?
I know Camera did. Titi gave a hug. Oh, that's what you love here. I think a lot of boys and girls did it. I know that Shauna and Starfish did. And I also know that Jason, he did the same thing. And John and Joey, we know that Christine did. All of you boys and girls, you're very good about that. And we know that everyone has to sleep, even though you don't think that you should be sleeping. Because sleep is for everyone. And there was a book that was written by Paul Showers, and it was illustrated by Wendy Watson. And he wanted to write this book especially for you boys and girls to let you know that everybody has to sleep, even mommies and daddies. Did you know that when a horse goes to sleep, its eyelids go down? Or when a chicken goes to sleep, its eyelids go up? Now, when a snake sleeps, its eyes stay open. Snakes have no eyelids. Maybe that's why it stays open. Now, when you go to sleep, which way do your eyelids go? Is it up or is it down? Or do they stay open all night long? Now, an elephant can sleep standing up. Can you imagine boys and girls standing up and sleeping without falling? And there is a pigeon. It sits down when it sleeps. Now, pigs lie down to sleep. So do dogs. So do you. I know that you lie down right on your mommy or daddy's lap. Now, sometimes dogs curl up, and so do cats. Cows don't, do they? What about you? Do you curl up? Well, like some birds and animals, people have to sleep. Some people sleep more than others. Jonathan is only 6 weeks old, and I told you how long he sleeps, almost 18 hours. So he sleeps most of the time, and he only wakes up when he wants to eat or have his diapers changed. Do you have to have your diapers changed, boys and girls? Well, Caroline is 2 years old. Now, she goes to bed right after her dinner. She sleeps all night, 12 hours or more. She takes a nap in the afternoon. Now, when Caroline doesn't get her nap, oh my goodness, she is cranky. She cries, she throws things, but the next morning she feels fine after she had a good night's sleep. Does that happen to you, boys and girls? Do you get cranky when you have to go to bed? And you're tired, but you don't want to admit to it? I wonder. Now, when people are little, they are growing, and they need lots of sleep. As they grow bigger and older, they need less sleep. Now, school children need to sleep about 10 to 12 hours. Isn't that what I was telling you, boys and girls? Wow, you're learning so much today. Now, most grown-ups, now they only need 7 or 8 hours, but babies, children, and grown-ups, all of them need to have their sleep. Now, every part of your body has to rest after it does its work. Your arms need to rest after they've carried heavy bundles. And when you run fast, run, your legs work hard and they get tired and they have to rest. Have you ever ran? Did you want to keep running and running and never stop? I don't think so. Well, your brain works so hard, it never stops working. And when you are wide awake, it helps you pay attention to the world around you, to the sights you see and the sounds you hear, and to the things you taste and smell and feel. You can sit perfectly still and rest your arms and legs, but your brain isn't resting. It goes right on thinking as long as you are awake. So you know, boys and girls, it must get tired. So that's why you need to be able to rest it up. Now, it needs to turn off the world. The way you turn off the light when you go to bed, sleep is a time when part of your brain takes a rest. Now, some part of your brain keeps working even when you are asleep. Now, your brain keeps your heart beat and your lungs breathing. But your eyes are shut. See, and your ears are open, but you don't hear many sounds. Your brain doesn't think wide awake thoughts when you sleep, but it dreams, just like we talked about what you're going to be when you get older. Or even some of you, what are you going to be doing now? Now, scientists have tried to find out what would happen if people didn't get enough sleep. The scientists didn't go to bed. They stayed up all night and all the next day and all that night and all the day after. They grew very sleepy. It was harder and harder to stay awake. They tried to read, but they couldn't follow the words. They tried to look at TV, but their eyes kept closing. They played games, but they made mistakes. It was harder and harder for these tired brains to think. The scientists grew cross and mean. I know that doesn't happen to you boys and girls with your brothers or sisters or even to your mom and dad. They got so mad at even their friends. They kept walking around the room so that they wouldn't fall asleep. They drank coffee. They kept yawning. Finally, the scientists were too tired to stand up any longer. So when they sat down, they fell asleep in their chairs. They simply couldn't stay awake anymore. Now, if people could stay awake too long, they don't feel well. And scientists do not know exactly why sleep is good for people, but they know that all people need to sleep in order to be healthy and feel good. Now, sometimes it's hard to go to bed, and I know that some of you boys and girls are having a real hard time because the clock pushed forward, so instead of it being the time that we know now, it's later. Now, perhaps you might want to watch something on TV. But my mother makes me go to bed. Sometimes she is cross with me. That's because she is tired, because I'm tired. And that's because I'm tired. Wow. When everybody's tired, what happens, boys and girls? Most of the time, I go to bed when my parents tell me. It's warm under the covers because, like I said before, your body's temperature drops. And sometimes I curl up just like a snake. Or I stretch out and try to reach the moon and twist around. And I yawn and I shut my eyes. I feel as if I'm floating. Ooh, floating all around. My thoughts begin to wander. I'm floating on a rubber mattress in a pool or in a balloon high up in the clouds. I think of the different things, riding my bicycle or roller skating, an airplane high in the sky. Can I reach it? Or a basket of apples. Oh, that would taste so good. Waves at the seashore, racing cars, my goldfish. Soon I stop thinking because I am listening to a lullaby. Sweet Little Angel by Margaret Wise Brown. She wrote Goodnight Moon and the Runaway Bunny, which I know a lot of you probably have heard. Sleep Little Angel, and this is by Paragon, the illustrators. Publisher, I'm sorry. Sleep Little Angel, and never you cry. Spring will come, and spring will pass by. And while it passes, I will sing of birds and primroses yellow in the spring. I will sing of the violet, lest you forget, my little one, the spring. All the seasons, they come and go, don't they, boys and girls? Sleep, little angel, the buzzing fly will roar in the summer that passes by. Summer is here, all wild and green, and I will sing of the flowering bean. I will sing of the firefly, lest you forget that summer is not ended yet. Imagine fireflies just going all throughout the room. Now sleep, little angel, this frosty night. Fall has come, birds take their flight. But I will sing of the same cold air, the smell of flowers everywhere. I will sing of the falling leaves, lest you forget, the fall of the year is not ending yet. Sleep, little angel, the sun goes down, the snow is white on the frozen ground, and that will come soon, boys and girls, because fall is already entering. The snow is soft, and softly I'll sing of stars in every quiet thing. I will sing tall black trees that fret, lest you forget, the ice and snow are not melted yet. Now sleep, little angels, and I will sing of summer and winter and fall and spring, of stars and every quiet thing, of frost and primroses I will sing. Again, the author was Margaret Wise Brown. And was illustrated by Stephen Colbus. And was listened to by all the little children out there in bedtime land. I know, boys and girls, you are enjoying this because it's a real good time for all of you to look back. What did you do today? Was it a real busy day? Was it a day that you watched television? Was it a day that you played with your brother or sister or even your cousins? I think it was a really good day because a lot of you are starting to think about, what should I do? Am I ready to fall asleep? I don't think so. Aunt Jewel, I'm not ready. Not at all. And I know it might seem that way because I'm yawning.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
I,
I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I, I something to wake us up. The Mexican head dance. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Boys and girls, we already know that Bella already fell asleep after our first story. And a lot of you, before you were even two, are already falling asleep. But some of our 5 to 10-year-olds are still wide awake, so we want to do another story for them. And this one is called One Present for Flexman. And it's by Alan Arkin. And Alan Arkin is also an actor, and he is a singer and a composer. And he has this book that he would like to share with you, because we know that, boys and girls, that sometimes when you go over to Grandma and Grandpa, they say, pick something and you can have anything that you want. But there's so many things to pick from. So let's see what happens when Molly is presented with this choice. What should she do? Now, Grandpa and Molly sat in the kitchen eating peanut butter out of a jar with forks. Now, you know Grandma would never allow that, and you know that your mommy and daddy would say, no way. But next Thursday, I have an appointment in New York City, Grandpa said. If you come with me, I will take you to Flaxman. What's Flaxman? Molly asked. You never heard of Flaxman? Asked Grandpa. No, said Molly. It's the biggest toy store in the world, said Grandpa. In the world? Molly asked. Well, maybe there's a bigger one in China, but I never heard of it, said Grandpa. Maybe I can get some toys there, said Molly. Maybe you can get one toy there, said Grandpa. How come only one toy? Now, I know, boys and girls, you don't ask your mommy or daddy to give you more than one thing. You never ask for more than one cookie or more than one grape or more than one apple or even more than one candy for Halloween. Not you. Well, that's the deal, said Grandpa. Only one. Maybe I might see two good things, said Molly. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, said Grandpa. I don't know what that means, said Molly. It means one present is better than no present, said Grandpa. Now I know, boys and girls, you have never had your parents say, you better be happy that I'm even doing this for you, so don't ask again. Well, the next Thursday morning, Molly washed her face, and she brushed her teeth. She combed her hair carefully, and then she put on her blue jeans and her cowboy boots, and she kissed her parents goodbye and took the train to New York City with Grandpa. Now, boys and girls, we just went over the bedtime list, so those are the exact same things that we do. But we forgot to see what's going on with our teddy bear. But I think it's real close by. Now, the train whizzed along. It passed trees. It passed fields. It passed small buildings. It passed big buildings. And Molly looked out the window, but she only thought about the fleshman and being able to pick the toy. Then the train went into a long tunnel and stopped. "New York City," the conductor shouted. Molly and Grandpa got out and took a taxi uptown, and there it was, Flexman. In front of the store was a man in a frog suit. It opened the door. "Have a good time," croaked the frog. As Molly and Grandpa went in, "Thank you," Molly mumbled. Now, inside the store was an enormous Ferris wheel with frogs hanging all over it. They sang, and they jumped, and they croaked, and they shouted things at the customers. Now, behind the Ferris wheel were bears, snuff ones on the floor, on the shelves, on the ceiling, all over the place. There were stuffed camels as big as a house, stuffed lions and tigers, every kind of dog you ever saw. Stuffed dolphins and stuffed fish. Stuffed bugs, snakes, cats, and horses. Stuffed giraffes as high as the ceiling. "Then, this may take a little while," said Molly. "That will be fine," said Grandpa. "I have to examine everything very carefully," said Molly. "I would," said Grandpa. "And you know the reason why, boys and girls, because Grandpa said she could only pick one." Now, Molly looked at the stuffed animals. She rubbed their fur against her face. She pulled their button eyes to see if they were on tight. She sat on them and threw them up in the air. "How about the stuffed bear?" asked Grandpa. "Maybe so," said Molly. She tucked the bear under her arm and took it for a walk. Then she saw a camera. It took 75 pictures. If you made a mistake, it talked to you and told you what to do. "This is a good thing," she said. "Very good," said Grandpa. "We could get a camera." "Maybe I will," said Molly. She took a few pictures of the bear. She walked around and took pictures of the salesman. They smiled and waved. Then she saw the doll. Her head went the other way. They were talking dolls and walking dolls and wedding dolls and sleepy dolls and Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls and Barbie dolls and Humpty Dumpty dolls and Rumpelstiltskin dolls, Pinocchio dolls, and dolls who drank from a bottle and burp, burp, and dolls who fell down and cried. Even some that were very nice dolls, they just stayed limp and did nothing. "Maybe a doll," said Molly. "Don't you have one already?" asked Grandpa. "It's good to have a few," said Molly. She found a doll with a beautiful face and long brown hair. "That's perfect thing," said Grandpa. "That is so perfect." "It could be," said Molly. She tucked the doll under her one arm, put the bear under the other arm, hung the camera around her neck, and went to find the games. Where are you taking all those things?" Grandpa asked. "This is the problem," said Molly. "The bear is cuddly, but not pretty like the doll. I can take pictures with the camera, but the games are good for making noise and running around. Maybe I should get a few toys."
"Wait a minute," said Grandpa. "We had a deal. We came here to get one present, not to buy the whole store. You have to save something for someone else."
Okay, said Molly. She put back the doll. She put back the bear and the camera and looked around some more. The game section was very good.
There were indoor games, outdoor games, games to play alone, games to play with other people, loud games and quiet games, and games that were serious, games that were stupid. A salesman came over, a sales lady came over and said, "Can I help you?" she said. "Just looking at the game," said Molly. "Have you seen any?" the sales lady asked. She showed Molly upsy, downsy, insy, outsy. It had dice and balloons and lights. She picked up cards and answered questions in a loud voice, then blew a whistle and ran around like a crazy person. "It's my all-time favorite," said the lady. And she was having fun. "Let's get it," said Grandpa. "I have to play it first," Molly said. "Play it at home," said Grandpa. "Buy it here and play it at home." "I have to see if I like it," said Molly. "You can't do that with everything in the store," said Grandpa. "That's not the idea." "Yes, it is," said the sales lady cheerily. "At Flexman, you can play with everything." The sales lady, whose name was Louise, put the game on the floor, and she and Molly started to play. They screamed and yelled and blew whistles and popped balloons and ran around like a crazy person. Grandpa just paced. He talked with the salesman about the weather. He snapped his fingers, and he looked out the window. After an hour and a half passed, Molly won the game. "What do you think?" Grandpa asked. "Not good," said Molly. "Why not?" said Grandpa. "Too boring," said Molly. She looked at the other games. Boggle and Bingo and Backminton. Then Beauty and the Beast and Parcheesi and Twister and Ring Toss and Super Mario Goes to Hawaii. Loud noise started coming from Grandpa's stomach. He looked at his watch. "Time to eat," he said. "Let's go get some lunch." "I can't leave now," said Molly. "Why not?" asked Grandpa. "Because everybody comes in and takes the perfect thing I want. What should I do?" "Well, why don't you take it before they do?" said Grandpa. "Because I'm not positive that that's the perfect thing," said Molly. "If it's not the perfect thing, you won't miss it," said Grandpa. "Maybe it is the perfect thing, and I don't know it yet," said Molly. So much growling was coming from Grandpa's stomach that people looked at him as if he was hiding an animal in his coat. He walked over to a salesman who was dressed like a dinosaur. "Where's the phone?" he asked. The dinosaur pointed to the hallway. Grandpa called Carnegie Delicatessen. "Hello," he said. "I'm trapped in Flexman's with my granddaughter, and I'm starving to death." "No problemo," the deli man said. "Tell us what you want. You'll have it in two jiffies." Grandpa ordered pastrami sandwich and pickles and tomatoes and two egg creams. In two jiffies, the lunch came. Grandpa paid the delivery man and went to look for Molly. He found her back in the bear department. She was wearing a private suit. "I found the one thing I want," she said. "What is it?" asked Grandpa, eating his pastrami sandwich. "This," said Molly. She pointed at a big black teddy bear. He was in a baby carriage. Binoculars hung around his neck. A radio was in his lap. In the bottom of his carriage was a Monopoly game and a pair of roller skates. And, of course, a Sally astronaut kit. "What's all this?" Grandpa asked. "My present," said Molly very sweetly. "Seven presents," said Grandpa in a loud voice. "He needs the binoculars to see far away." "What about the radio?" Grandpa said. "He loves music and the carriage." "What if he gets tired? And the roller skates?" "Well, sometimes he has to go very fast. And the Sally astronaut kit, he needs to visit the moon." "This is ridiculous," said Grandpa, losing his patience. "Put all this back and pick out one present. It's not that hard. We had a deal." "Okay, okay," said Molly. She put back the radio. That leaves six, said Grandpa. Just get the bear and put the other stuff away. I don't want a bear, said Molly. She made a lemon face and pulled her hair into strings. Then get something you want, Grandpa shouted. People looked at him as if he was a mean grandfather. He pretended not to see them. Molly ran down an aisle and around a corner. Molly, Grandpa yelled, running after her. He found her three aisles down, and she was carrying an enormous shopping bag. Here is my one present, she said. What is this? Grandpa asked, not trusting her for a second. This bag, Molly said. I made up my mind. It's filled with toys, Grandpa shouted. It's one present, said Molly. You got 20 things in there, Grandpa said. We can come back some other day. Just pick one nice thing. Is that too much to ask? Everything is nice, Molly cried out. She dropped the bag and ran away, and Grandpa chased her again. And this time when he found her, she was sitting on the floor with toys piled up all over her. Her eyes started to look like the eyes on the stuffed animal, round and staring and glued on. Molly, get up from there, Grandpa said. Just then Louise came by. She pointed to her watch. Closing time in 10 minutes, she said sweetly. Molly, snap out of it! Grandpa shouted. He grabbed Molly and tried to pull her out of the pile. You have to make up your mind right now. They have to close the door. Molly went back into her head, and she got calm and sat up. I know what I want, she said. What is it? Feltman, Molly said. I want Feltman's. You can't have Feltman, Grandpa said. He put his head in his hand. Why not, she said. It's one thing, isn't it? Yes, but it's the whole store, Grandpa said. It's in a very tired voice. You can't have the whole store. I need it, she shouted. She jumped on the counter, started stomping her feet like a very fast tap dancer. I want Feltman. Grab her, get her, one of the salesmen yelled. Louise got on a butterfly net and started swinging at it. But Molly ran from counter to counter so fast that no one could catch her. The manager heard all the noises and came running out of his office. He saw Molly running over the counter and grabbed a sales lady. Do something, he called out. We'll have a lawsuit on our hands. They called the police. They called the firemen. The salesman ran to the telephone. We have a girl swinging from a chandelier. Boys and girls, what do you think of that? Would that ever happen to you? I don't think so. Well, when we come back next week, we'll find out what happened. Was Molly able to leave the store with just one toy? What did all the firemen and police and the salesmen do? Wow, that's quite a lot, isn't it? Boys and girls, what would you do when your mommy and daddy tells you you cannot have any more toys than what we agreed to do? That's why we're coming. I don't know what I would do, boys and girls, especially when you go to the toy store that has so many toys. What do you do? You decide that you're going to, I can't tell you, boys and girls, because that would spoil the story. We cannot go into that, but maybe, boys and girls, maybe you might just get a book and see what it does.
I only write or draw on paper. I do not rip or tear it. I do not rip or tear a book because books are meant to be read. It makes my teacher happy when our books are read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. I only write or draw on paper. I do not rip or tear it. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. It makes my teacher happy when our books are read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. Books are meant to be read. Books are meant to be read. That's right. Books are meant to be read. Oh, yeah.
They certainly are. Boys and girls, have you read your book? We have another book called Full, Full of Love. It's by Trish Cook. We know that it's so good to be loved by your parents because today is Sunday, and on Sunday, JJ goes to his granny's house. I'll go get Dad, Mama said. I won't be long. Gran is soft and warm and full. She's full of hugs and kisses. Kiss, kiss, hugs and kernels. And so many cuddles. Now Granny was cooking. The dinner smelled yummy. Is dinner ready, Gran? Asked JJ. But Gran shook her head. Now I know that in one house, everyone is saying, Gigi, Gigi. So you come to the cupboard and it's always full. It's always full of colorful dishes. Clank, clank. But JJ was hungry. Is dinner ready now? Well, Crane shook his head, but dinner was not ready. So I know, boys and girls, that's what happens with you, too. You go and you look at everything, but your stomach's still growling, and you're still asking Grandma, is it time to eat? And Gran says, no, but seeing all the candy and all the things that JJ had made him even hungrier. So he asked again, is dinner nearly ready, Granny? No, now all the family has to come over, and that's going to delay the story and delay you getting something to eat. What are we going to do? Are you getting tired, boys and girls? Are your eyes still wide awake? Well, mine is getting tired. And I think I might even sing a sleepy song.
Sleeping, dreaming, snoozing, will rush by. Then you'll open up your eyes for another day, for a brand new day. There's a little pup who is curling up, and I thought I saw him just like you and me. He will need to sleep, and now I think it's time for sleeping, dreaming, snoozing. The hours will rush by, then you'll open up your eyes for another. Tomorrow's a brand new day.
I think we pushed too hard because you're sleeping. You're too tired. And join us next week with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, Rainbow Soul. And we're going to close out this morning. And thank you so much for this evening for joining us with Rick Springfield, My Precious Little One. Rick Springfield, My Precious Little One. And don't forget to turn out the lights. Good night.
Cotton pillows filled with down, cradle a sleepy head.
Good night, Bella.
Cuddle up under an eiderdown in a warm and cozy bed.
Good night, little Nancy.
Chart a course in a wooden ship to the sleepy seas of rye. With girls and boys and your favorite toys, we'll be there by and by.
I see the
tomorrow
ship sailing.
Tomorrow we'll be here, and so until then, please go to sleep, all you sleepy children. The moon's a balloon where your dreams are tied on. Please, sleepy children, don't keep the light on. Soft, toasty beds on a frosty night, hot chocolate and tea by the fire. Long white candles dripping with wax. The moon says it's time to retire. Chart a course in a wooden ship to the sleepy seas of rye. With girls and boys and your favorite toys, we'll be there by and by.
Good night, boys and girls. I see you all on that sleepy ship by and by. And it was great that My Precious Little One, that was sung by Rick Springfield. I think you're sound asleep now. I think that you found your sleepy eyes and you can't keep them wide open anymore. So good night. Sleep tight. We'll see you next week.